Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, we must be getting close, man. That music just puts it where it needs to be right now, man, to start this morning as the NFL season. Boy, I'll tell you what, I couldn't wait. This has been the craziest offseason for football. Off of last year and everything going on with the Canes and the Dolphins and just to get this thing started back up. And it starts, man, with the greatest appetizer I could give you tomorrow night with Baltimore going to Kansas City to open up. How about that? We got all kinds of NFL news. We've got lots of local news. Yesterday, two of the big stories. So everybody was really back to work yesterday, including a lot of sports guys. So they hit the topics that were a few days late, but all part of the weekend, and so a lot of it is about Cam Ward and everybody. Wow, you talk about insiders and NFL people and draft, man. We don't let anything play out anymore. It's incredible. We want to give awards to people after one game and put them in the playoffs, and I'm like, calm down. No matter what happens in week one, calm down. The overreaction to everything one way or the other. And it was great, man. It was a great start for Cam Ward. My God, better than I thought. And better than I thought, and I saw somebody else say this yesterday, Woody, and it made me feel good. Some insider reading all this stuff. And hey, I got wrapped up in that and all the Mike McDaniel takes on the new contract and all the national guys had a take on that yesterday. We'll talk about all that stuff as we get set for the Dolphins in Jacksonville Sunday, 1 o'clock. But I just love all the takes on Cam Ward and the throws that he made. So I've been saying this. So at practice, and this is a problem because I hear the writers do it with Tua, too, like, oh, what a throw. And the guy goes, oh, and I don't think he would have got the throw off. In practice, he would have been sacked. And I go, I don't know, man. The guy's coming from behind. I don't know if he would have been able to throw him down in time or got his arm. So these are the things that go on when you watch practice, right? So I'm out there watching Cam Ward in spring at practice, and then I'm watching him. Woody and I are out there and watching practice, lucky enough to be invited to go out and watch practice. So we go out, and he's running around like sandlot football. If you've ever played sandlot football, you let the best guy run around this athletic and who can throw the ball, and he runs around till he finds you getting open, and he throws it to you, right? That's sandlot football at its best, especially if you're playing two-hand tag or whatever game. If you're old school playing tackle football out, you know, which we've all done. So he was making throws, and I said, Woody, man, the only thing I don't know, he made some great throws. But I don't know, because those guys are all told, they're all told, let up when you get close to the quarterback. So I don't, I'm never sure if, like, I mean, and this kid, throws he made against Florida is what he does in practice every day, or the practices that were there. He does the same thing, runs around, buys time, and guys are chasing him, but can they get him if they want, or are they being careful they don't tackle him? Well, we saw the Florida game, and we found out that, no, those are throws he makes when guys are chasing him and trying to tackle him. So, yeah, that was kind of a cool thing to see for all that stuff and all that talk. The other story's an interesting one. From Stephen A. to everybody else on the extension of Mike McDaniel, which, you know, is always going to be a topic down here, whether somebody had a relationship or likes Brian Flores or not. Listen, man, I like Brian Flores. He was good to me. And I've been very honest about it, and I know Bo's been on. I think most of the former players that were with the team, Brian Flores was really, really good to be honest. Now, I'm not saying I was a player, so he's ripping my butt. I know guys that loved Don Shula, and he was tough most of the time. There weren't a whole lot of times where Coach Shula was asking how the family's doing. It was like, it was on, man, to win games. So I kind of got the Flores stuff from the outside. But inside, listen, if he was treating Tua the way, and he told him every day, basically, in so many words, you suck, you know, I get it. It doesn't work. Doesn't work today for sure. So they're kind of breaking down all of the Mike McDaniel stuff yesterday. I love it. I don't know why, and everybody. And then they did it on all the shows yesterday. Everybody had a little different take on Mike. Listen, man, whatever you want to say that Brian didn't have the talent that Mike had or the style, Mike McDaniel gets guys to play hard for him. It's a great environment. It works, and it works from the leader of leaders, your quarterback, the rehabilitation until you – that is part of the story. Brian did not get that out of him, and Brian was ready. The one thing we can't argue, no matter who he's throwing to, and by the way, it's a big difference who Tua and Fitzpatrick were throwing to and who Tua's throwing to. There's no question about it. You can't not mention that. It would be crazy. I understand. But the system that's put in allowed this offense to be most days, and there's some work to be done, to be really good, to get the most out of a lot of guys, an environment where guys want to play hard, all the things you want. Like, it doesn't have to be a tough guy, hard nose. I don't even know if that works anymore. I don't. Some of it's good. Like, you can't let guys run around being stupid and running all over you. There's no question about it. But I don't think we talk so much about Mike, like, basically letting them do whatever they want. I think that's gotten really, really carried away. There's no way. There's no way that's going on. So anyway, I don't have a problem with it at all, and I'm glad Mike's going to be here. I'm glad Mike's going to be here. The part we're all missing on this thing, and they all missed yesterday, and I understand because they haven't been around it up close when it's dysfunctional. And until Mike got here, it's been pretty effing dysfunctional. You got no shot if it doesn't work at the top. If there's dysfunction, it will bleed right into the team. Whether it's wives on an airplane, and I'm not getting into all the stories, or the GM having somebody that runs down and tells the coach what the GM says, that doesn't work. That just kills team, man. Kills the team. Pretty soon the players notice that certain people aren't talking, and they're purposely – when guys or girls or both are staying away from each other, it just puts friction on everybody. It just does, man. And I know firsthand because of family. Sometimes dysfunctional family that I help create by divorce and all the things that I've done through life. So I just look at this, and it's incredible. And you know, so Mike comes in, and I was like, when Mike got here, I was saying, okay, Mike, good luck, because a lot of the same characters are here. Let's see what you can do. And Mike has led that thing without maybe even knowing it, just his style of taking over and telling the guys above him and below him, this is how we're going to do it. This is how I do it. We're all on the same page, man. There's something to be said for everybody being on the same page and liking each other and nothing leaking out like, oh boy, we got some problems between coach and front office. It's smooth. And it's smooth because of one guy. I'm not taking shots at anybody in the front office. I'm not. And I'm not taking shots at ownership. But they got this guy that comes in from the West Coast doing it his way, without stepping on toes and coming in like, you know, he's been doing it for 40 years. Has everybody involved, but wants certain things done his way. And it has worked from that standpoint that we at least have a chance now on the football field because we don't have all the friggin' drama that leaks out. We don't have leaks anymore, actually. You know what? They shut down the leaks. We had all kinds of leaks. I had so much stuff getting back to me. I was like, I finally one day I said, I can't take anymore. I got enough of my own in my own life. I don't want to hear about it, but it's amazing. And then we sit here and go, the Heat, look at the Heat. They don't go through that stuff, man. Heat don't go through drama. Their drama is whether a guy's playing or not. That's drama. Not that people aren't on the same page. So anyway, look, at I, for a lot of different reasons, am a huge Mike McDaniel fan. And folks, I know you don't care about all that stuff, but I see it. I see it in hotels through the years. I see it on airplanes. I see it personally. I see it personally when wives didn't like me say stuff on the road. So anyway, yeah. So we got a chance, man. We got a chance. Got a really good team, and we'll start with Sunday at 1 o'clock and see what it looks like against a really good Jacksonville team. Really good. 9-8 last year. And 4 days later, we're going to play a team that we finished the regular season with in a tough loss. That was a hell of a game, actually. Hell of a game, lose that game, and then you know the rest of that story. By the way, we got a lot of other stuff to get to. So last night, my good friend Seth Levitt and OJ McDuffie and the Fish Tank, you're probably familiar with it, they put out the comeback. The Dan Marino comeback after his Achilles injury. It was really good. It was really good. Dan Marino's comeback from, the 93 season where he got hurt, I believe, in Cleveland with the Achilles injury and wondering if he was ever going to be able to come back in the bad preseason game where he throws some interceptions and Cody writes an article, he's done, it's over, and all that stuff. And, you know, and Cody's in the piece, too. Everybody's in it. They did a good job of getting all the characters in it. And then the game, right? The first game back against the New England Patriots, and Dan Marino just has this ridiculous game that will go down as, you know, one of the great games you'll remember of a guy coming back. Obviously, the Achilles was changed for life and still is, but he has this game against the Patriots in the 94 season with Parcells versus Shula. There was just so many cool things. Wayne Huizenga was the owner. So if you get a chance and you're interested, I see a lot of people have already seen it, but it was really, really well produced. And those guys put a lot of time, did a lot of interviews with all the characters that were involved around it, including his receivers, to everybody else. Just a really, really nice piece that I had a chance to watch early this morning. Came out last night. They finished it up and put it out there. We have a lot of stuff, good stuff going on this morning. As we said before, gets caught up. The Canes move up to 12th in the AP poll. In the way too early poll, by the way, like everything else, don't read into it and don't go, well, we got the 12th position. Calm down. And we haven't played an ACC game yet. Calm down. Calm down. It is still going to come down to ACC games. That's how everybody's looking at it. And that's part of the problem for Florida State. They open with two ACC games. So their 0-2's got a real, real bad sting to it right now. There is no question about it. So anyway, we're going to get into a lot of stuff. We're a few days away from the opener for the National Football League for the Miami Dolphins this Sunday. And, boy, we got a lot of games. Of course, the Canes and Florida A&M, 6 p.m. at Hard Rock this Saturday night. And we'll talk to the athletic director a little bit later on in the show. Man, if you get a chance, you want to go out to a game, you saw him play. Yesterday, it was said by one of the guys on TV, might have been Orlovsky, if I'm not mistaken, said, this is the best quarterback in 20 years, by far, that the Miami Hurricanes have had in Cam Ward. That's one game. Hey, listen, and I don't know if anybody's going to argue. So they go, you're going back to Ken Dorsey? And he goes, exactly. So it's a special team, and we got now everybody coming out. Oh, I knew the team was super talented. I'm not surprised by what happened up there in the swamp. Well, listen, man, it's a nice start. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope Canes fans that have been here we go again, and I don't know, man, I hope you jump back on your bandwagon. If you've been waiting to have a really, really good team, get out and enjoy it. The season will go by fast, and be a lot of fun for everybody out there. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, but first we've got to take a quick break. We got a lot, man, a lot of stuff. National Football League news. The 49ers look like they're going to be at full speed Monday night against the New York Jets to kind of finish up week one. Hey, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looks like no rain on the schedule today. We'll see how that goes. Joe, back to you.
There's always rain, Woody. Woody, don't say that. There's always rain somewhere in South Florida. especially this time of the year, man. There's no question about that. Dan Radakovich is University of Miami Athletic Director, is going to join us. Brett McMurphy, our college football insider, will join us as well. And he's been super high on the Canes even before the season started. Had them ranked right up there towards the top. And here we go, week two coming up. So it's really interesting because now everybody's starting to break down. Nobody really knows the NIL money except the teams that come out and say we got Ohio State came out and said we have a budget of $20 million for our football team. So, you know, that kind of got things started, the kind of reality of minor league football is what it's called now, or triple-A football, whatever you want to call it. But kind of hard to say student-athlete, although they all still do it, man. They all still throw that out there. It can be, by the way, for players that want it. I mean, it can. If it fits into the plans and the guys want to get that degree, I mean, they got every opportunity. But make no mistake about it, priority number one, in my opinion, is about being productive as a football player. In today's game, man, it is big, big business right now. But hopefully a lot of those guys will take advantage of a chance to get a degree or get a few years of education in there and get close to the degree where if they want to go back, they can grab it. So the other story has been the transfer portal. That was a big one yesterday, the transfer portal. And Nick Saban came out and said, man, you better make sure you're paying all the right guys all that money. And they all laugh. And, you know, Nick's kind of led everybody to believe that's why he got out, the money thing and a combination of the NIL and transfer portal. Like Nick and a lot of other people, just like the old, leave the system alone, let us recruit high school football players, and may the best man win and develop those guys and have the best teams. And Nick and a lot of other guys had a run on it. Now, some guys haven't been happy with it. Nick got out of the business, although he's still very involved in doing a lot of stuff. Actually, he's pretty good on the show on Saturday. Dabo's fighting it. Dabo Swinney, another one of the top guys, and Urban's long gone. If we're to look at some of the – I think a few years ago, unless somebody disagrees, we kind of considered Nick and Urban. I guess you got to put Kirby in there, started to really come on. But Dabo Swinney was in there as well. Those were kind of the teams. Because Kirby's had a hell of a nice run here going in recent years. But going back, those were kind of the guys. So Kirby goes, whatever the system, man, let's do it. I'm ready to go. And Dabo said, no, I'm fighting it. I'm fighting this. I'm not doing the transfer portal. I'm going to get the best recruiting classes, and I'm going to show everybody that I'm not going to let a guy pimp himself going around and go to pro. I'm not doing it. I'm going to get the best recruiting classes. We're going to develop our guys, and we're going to win that way. The only guy doing that. How's that working out? Clemson's got money. Let's not be stupid. Clemson packs their stadium. That guy has done a great job. This is not a shot at Dabo Swinney. He just happens to be fighting the way it's done now. By the way, no one college started it. It was approved. They basically said, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Money was crazy. NIL was crazy. It still is. But the transfer portal. So if you fight it, Norvell jumped in it, right? Mike jumped in it and did a great job with it last year. This year, they're questioning the guys he has. Said, hey, We taking a drop off in some positions here or something. And yesterday he came out with a big apology and, hey, this is on me and I want to apologize to our fan base and everything else. Mario Cristobal, who I do know very well, said, is this a system we're playing under? You don't hear him complain. He just said, all right, we got our recruiting classes, still the most important thing. Recruit, high school, recruit, recruit, recruit. Youth football, right into high school football. Let's get on it early. Let's find out who everybody's talking about. Let's jump on it. But we got a second part that's going to be almost as important, the transfer portal. And he set up this system, And whatever he wasn't able to get in his first couple of years, he went out. And if we're working off that game the other day, the transfer portal looked pretty damn good. I saw a lot of transfer portal guys making plays. You see Carpenter? Player of the week in the ACC. Did you see that? On the offensive line, the offensive lineman for the ACC player of the week in week one is a center that they got, Carpenter. I'm just bringing it up because I'm looking, I'm going, the quarterback's got every award in for week one. Cam Ward got everything. You got to hit on that transfer portal. Nick, you're absolutely right. If you're going to go out and you're going to play in the transfer portal, you better get the right guys because they can, they cost money, but you want to make them. And I was thinking back of all the transfer portal guys for you. And by the way, it wasn't just them. You can't just win on them. It's got to be a combination of a lot of things. And by the way, some of the guys that are playing really well were here before Mario got here. Restrepo and George. They're 1 and 2 receivers from last year. So I'm not saying it's all, but the pieces they added. How about that guy playing center field, the safety? How about Mish Powell? How about that little 67-yard run and covering, making sure, communicating out there, make sure everybody's on the same page? Got all that experience and going big. I just played in the Final Four last year, man. I played for Washington. We're good. So, by the way, they brought in more pass rushers. They got young pass rushers, super talented. Everybody in the country wanted sitting on the bench that Mario knows that he's got to get developed and get those guys some playing time. We don't want to lose them. We don't want to lose the guys. I'm guessing there were some guys a little disappointed. Not as bad when you win. But there are probably a few guys who were 4- and 5-star guys going, man, I was kind of thinking I was going to play more. So you still got to work with that. But at the end of the day, the transfer portal is the key piece, as I said before this started, on how good this team was going to be. We're going to be the pieces they added. We didn't really see just how good that recruiting class they just got. That would have been their first game. We didn't get. There are some guys didn't even play, going to get drafted down the road. They're going to be really good players. But, it was good stuff. But these guys fighting that transfer portal or whiffing on it, kind of like recruits, right? You don't hit on all your recruits. Some come in and you go, holy smokes, I didn't know. I didn't know he's going to be that good. So, but Mario did, and what Mario added – after spring football, a lot of those guys were here. So we saw a lot of them, right? But he went out and got some more pieces, and they were damn good pieces to this thing too. So anyway, just wanted to, I thought it was an interesting conversation about the transfer portal, which has now been around a few years, right? We've seen it. It's not like it's brand new. But if you're fighting it, I don't know where this Dabo thing's going to go. I'm curious, man. He's going to win games because he has great recruiting classes.
Game day or something next to Nick.
Well,
he's not going to last, man. I mean,
so you think he's going to fight this to the end?
Yeah, I don't think guys like that change their way. I mean, look at Nick sitting at the college game day desk now. You know, I just think these guys are used to being in full power, I think, is the difference, right? Like, Dabo is used to having that power over the kids, and he doesn't have that anymore. It's a different dynamic now.
It's,
right? Because the kids are essentially professionals now, right? And you mistreat them, or you upset them, or
whatever.
Oh, no,
they're gone.
They will leave.
Yeah.
It's not like it was before, where it's like, oh, you want to leave? Great, you can go, you know, transfer to a place we'll allow you to. And sit out a year, by the way.
So I don't think Nick's fighting the money, from what I understand, from one of the recruits down here.
They might have been given the money beforehand. But.
No. This is not a shot. This is not shots about when they got money, and so you don't need to do that. But the thing about it is, so Dabo's trying to sell. Hey, you guys that I recruit, you're going to be the guys that play. I don't believe in that outside stuff. I recruited you as a teenager, and I'm going to. We're going to bed together every night. I am sticking with you. And the question is, you better have really, really good recruiting classes, because when you're trying to develop or you got to play an 18, 19-year-old, these other schools are getting out a 22, 23-year-old that's got 20 starts and put up really good numbers at another program that's a proven player that can play, right? If you got to get the right guys, but
you're right. I mean, the weird thing is, like, a school like Florida State thought that DJU would be a guy that could come in and play. Like, after you've seen that guy's body of work for what, 3 years?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's bounced all over the place. Like, you've seen enough from that guy to know that he can't play at that level, and then you bring him in and it's exactly what you thought it was going to be, right? Now, Cam Ward is a different situation. Cam also seems to have elevated his game.
Well, he did a lot of these
He seems to have really worked on his game, but the guy at FSU can't play. That's obvious. You know, I don't know. The guy at Florida doesn't seem like he could play much either, but I know they got a five-star guy waiting in the wings there. But, man, I don't know how you miss on a guy that's played that long in college football.
I think he had a pretty good season at Oregon State, and so they felt he could come back. And by the way, he was a hot name when he came out. He was a hot name. Do you remember when he was a true freshman, the five-star out of California? We always say this about quarterbacks.
Yeah, they said he was going to be better than Trevor Lawrence, and they won 11 games, right?
He could run, he could throw.
They won 11 games when he was his first year at Clemson. They said it was the best coaching job in the history of college football to win 11 games with that guy. I saw someone tweet that out yesterday. That's true. Win 11 games with that. I mean, he stinks.
Well, whatever it is,
I just don't know what these teams are seeing in practice that they would roll a guy out like that.
Well, maybe
they don't feel like they don't have a choice.
Let's be honest. They'd give him a lot of money to leave Oregon State and come out.
I'm sure they did.
Because he probably had a lot of other teams. Florida State wasn't the only team going after him.
No, I know. But don't you cut your losses at some point?
Two games?
And their season is essentially over.
They just gave that kid – now, I'm going to say it again. He didn't come out here for free from Oregon State.
I got you. But you're 0-2 in your conference.
I'll bet you they paid him almost, if not more, than $1 million a year to be the quarterback. Because that's the going price.
Yeah. The market is the market, right?
For top quarterbacks to transfer. And let's be honest, guys are getting the hell out of Oregon State and Washington State. That's easy money. They got stuck with no place to play, basically. Mm-hmm. So they're the two teams that, hey, we grabbed the Washington State quarterback and Oregon State running back here. Look like pretty good choices, by the way, to go with everything else that's going on. Yeah, so anyway, it was an interesting time. Man, everybody's just getting used to the new system, and it is funny because I never thought after 1 week, a little more than 1 week, the two names that everybody's talking about that could be in trouble that got blitzed pretty good yesterday, better known as Ripped, Mike Norvell and Dabo Sweeney. Do you ever think that would happen off of last year? Dabo sticking to his guns. I honestly thought he went to the transfer portal and then, he went another year, just recruiting classes. That's it. He won't flirt with that transfer portal. Got to flirt a little bit, man. Look around, see what's out there a little bit. But he didn't do it. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. It was fun, though, to hear everybody talking yesterday about the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel and a lot of people talking about Cam Ward. We like talking, especially if it's good, down here about our football teams. Right now, I want you to know all about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Hate them. Had both of them. And didn't like them. I didn't like ED or low T. First of all, I knew I had a problem probably 7 or 8 months ago when I literally was leaving work every day and I was exhausted. And I go, why would I be so tired? All I do is yap. I've been yapping my whole life. What? Driving home, on my way, canceling tennis games. I'm going to pass on this. I'm just tired today. And maybe you're depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm just tired. I just need a nap. Listen, if you're going through that and then on top of it, weekend rolls around or whenever, and your sex drive is gone, and mine was gone. I thought about it. just nothing ever happened. Atlantic Men's Clinic, though, was able, man. I didn't want to meet with them. I was so bad when they go, would you meet with them? I go, no, I don't even want to meet with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I don't. Best thing I ever did. Have you ever gone to a party or did something you really didn't want to do, and then on your way home, you're going, damn, I'm glad you made me go. God, that was the best. That was my experience with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I want to share it with everybody, man. If you've had ED or low T or you're going through it right now, and you're just dragging through life, tired all the time to the point you think you're depressed or you're stressed out or something, and your sex drive all of a sudden is not what it used to be, hey, they can take care of it quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yep. 6 months ago, I met with them. 5.5 months ago, I started feeling really good, man. And I got to tell you, it continues. I am a total believer in Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I know you will too. If you set up that first appointment, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida. Call them today. Set up the most important appointment, the first one, to meet with them, find out what they're all about, find out what's going on with you. They'll tell you everything you need to know and how to fix it quickly. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. I know, man. I know guys don't go around talking about having ED and sometimes even low T. We're too proud. Just make it. Nobody needs to know. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get that first appointment set up with their professionals and knock out ED and low T today. Do it.
All right, before we get back to it here, I want to let you know our Dolphins training camp updates and coverage are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com. Or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. And we got a lot of stuff. National Football League starts up tomorrow night. Matter of fact, today Baltimore will be traveling to Kansas City to get ready for that game tomorrow night. What a great Thursday night football game, seriously. And they usually do this. Don't get me wrong. Usually the champion stays at home, there's a celebration, and they try to match it up with a team that's really good. And, of course, they played each other in the, if I'm not mistaken, AFC Championship game last year. Was that the championship game?
Yeah. I mean, Baltimore's got to come into this game furious, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
The easy pick is Baltimore, but, like, it's so tough to pick against the Chiefs, man. By the way, everyone who bet against the Chiefs in the playoffs learned their lesson.
Hey, I got one for you, too. I think Rice is playing tomorrow.
Why wouldn't he?
Nothing ever happened. Guy's going 200 miles an hour on a freeway, racing people, wiping cars out.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought he was. I was shocked.
That's okay.
So I guess they're waiting, and so while we're waiting,
maybe they think people forgot about it.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a hell of a player to still have in your lineup in the name of business.
In the name of business.
And
yeah, you know how these things go, bro.
It's a slow process.
I suppose.
Jeez.
Look, in fairness, they should let the legal situation play itself out, but that's not usually how they do it.
Yeah,
though.
Well, something
usually
like that.
Usually they punish when you make the league look terrible like that and you damn near kill a bunch of people on the highway.
So they thought that he was going to get suspended for at least a half a year was kind of the, you know, he got lucky, by the way. He got real lucky nobody died on that freeway with the cars hitting each other and... And on top of that, those guys jumped out and took off running, and I don't know what he thought. He owned one car and rented the other one, but he and his buddies got out, and it's just a bad, bad look. But it is a slow process, man, through the legal system, apparently, because I looked it up. I thought, you know, I haven't heard his name.
Yeah.
I saw his comments, you know, I've learned from this and all that stuff when he came back, but.
He's the 27th ranked receiver in fantasy this weekend. Says Rice is not expected to begin the regular season on the commissioner's exempt list. The NFL will make a decision on his status after his legal process has concluded.
Well, that might be a while, huh?
I would think, yeah.
Maybe they can push that till the offseason.
I don't know if they're trying to make this go away.
I don't know.
Look, I assume because he's very wealthy that he will just be able to plead out of this thing and pay, you know, some fines and whatever, right? That's usually how the legal system works.
Well, I just tell you this one. the league can't be had. Listen, like you said, it's just bad
but
video.
I don't know why you would let him start the season, but, you know, whatever, right?
Well, listen, I'm just looking at their lineup. They get him in the lineup. He was a hell of a player last year. And let's get past. I saw what he did to the Miami Dolphins.
Receiver. Not probably. I guess he's their number one. Marquise Brown is all banged up to start.
He's out for a couple more weeks. He hurt his shoulder on his first catch in the preseason.
I think he's their number one guy. They
Xavier
cut,
Worthy.
What's his name? Tony.
They got Xavier Worthy, who they say is going to be, you know, the guy that broke the record in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
And so, hey, I'm curious to see what it looks like because I've done this before going, man, how are they going to win? And what with that group? And all they do is come out and but, yeah, I'm with you. I kind of like Baltimore in that game to come out with a little chip on their shoulder and get off to a good start. We got great games, though. My God, that's Thursday and Friday. We've got another game in Brazil. We sure giving Brazil a hell of a game, by the way. Green Bay and Philadelphia, not a bad game. Those two teams got a shot.
How's that going over there? Is that working out well, the Brazil thing for everyone?
Sure, it's fine.
Okay.
Aren't you used to it?
I don't know. Is this the first time they've gone to Brazil?
Yes.
Are the players, I saw that the players are having a little trouble leaving the hotels or something. I don't know. They're not allowed to run around the town?
I think those guys are talking, saying all the right things for the first game. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they'd much rather play at home, but, you know.
Yeah, you think?
It's not going away, Woody. It's not going away. I'll bet you Jacksonville's going to London again. It's not going away. It's not going away.
Eagles star says to family, do not come down here. Talking about Brazil.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of security.
I don't think the players are allowed to leave the hotel from what I've seen.
Okay. You know what?
That's great, man. Hey,
Woody, you know what I care about, Woody?
Money, God
Woody,
bless, right?
Woody, since you care so much about everything, I care about seeing a good game on Friday. That's what I care about. What about you?
I do too, but
what?
I am troubled by the overall NFL's just their mindset of we need to squeeze every possible dollar out of our fans because we can, right? And I think you need Peacock to watch that game, do you not?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's pay service number one, right?
Yeah, it's pay. Yes, you got to buy that one.
Again, they are allowing all these companies to take these games and put them on paid streaming services. So you as the consumer are the ones getting effed.
Right.
But what can we do? Because we want to watch the games. There's nothing
I told
we can
you.
Do, right?
My dad goes, hey, man, I really wanted to watch that game. Where is it? I go,
you go put your credit card in.
Call my sister. Have my sister set it up for you, Dad, if you want to watch a football game. And by the way, could be a good one. Anyway, besides
this whole sending the games to London or whatever, too, by the way, is such nonsense. Like, I just don't understand why they think they need to have all those fans overseas. Like, I get it. They buy jerseys, but man,
I just think they want to grow their game.
Like, just stop.
I don't think they just want the game to be here. They want to grow it. They want to grow it. It's going to continue to go to different markets in Germany and Brazil and. We're going to see it go different places, and they're going to spread it. Mexico, Mexico's
also. So they continue to make more money, right, on all this nonsense. They continue to charge.
Not nonsense. If they're making money, that's the guy's job.
Yeah, but the only people making the money are the owners, Joe. I just so much crap with the NFL, with the streaming services and the foreign games. And by the way, your texter is right. I did see Brazil ban Twitter last week.
Did they?
So the writers that are going over there have to use a different service. They can't tweet because Brazil doesn't have Twitter.
Oh, I didn't know that, Woody. Doesn't affect me.
I know you're not on Twitter, I know. Doesn't affect me either.
But why are you worrying about all these things today?
Because if the game was played in Philadelphia, then the writers could do what they want. They could speak however they would, tweet whatever they want.
So now you're worried about the writers today, Woody? That's your take?
I love the writers.
Oh, yeah, you're a big writer. You're a big fan of all
Imagine
the writers.
Imagine if Omar couldn't tweet. What do you think would happen?
Omar.
Or Perk or one of those guys.
Don't worry about Omar. Omar would be just fine. Talking about the wrong guy right there. Hey, man.
You think Omar would break the international law over there? And
Omar would do whatever.
Omar would end up in a Brazilian jail. He ends up tweeting out there. We'd have to go get him.
They're going, Omar, can you please not say who's starting today? Please, can you not?
We'd have to go get him. Some kind of prisoner exchange or something.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. Can you not? Football's getting ready to start. Can you not ruin my whole day about stuff? Seriously. I can't even imagine what you're like around your wife all the time.
She's
swear
not
to
happy,
God.
By the way. I told her we had to subscribe to NFL Plus.
No, you don't. You won't even be watching. You got two little kids that go till in the morning.
I want the Red Zone, bro. We need NFL Plus. We got that one. We got Peacock. Netflix, you need Netflix, right? We got Netflix.
What game do they have?
They have a bunch of them. I don't know which ones they have. I need Amazon, right? Amazon, we got.
Amazon's. What's Amazon have? The Thursday night?
Yeah, I think they're Thursday night. I don't know who has this game Thursday night. Is it NFL Network and Amazon?
NBC.
NBC? Oh, wow. Free TV.
Free TV.
Sweet.
Free TV to kick it off.
How generous.
All right, 7 o'clock hours coming up there. And we've got, college football. We got some good college football games on Saturday. They're free. They haven't done it yet. By the way,
Texas said prostitution is legal there, so that's great. We have that going for us.
You know, I never, of all the places I hear about prostitution, Colombia, Costa Rica, I'm just saying what I've heard. I'm not saying I've been there. But I haven't heard anybody talk about Brazil. But I know one thing. There's a lot of beautiful ladies.
Just be careful in Brazil. If you're going. A guy says, I can't believe Joe didn't know that. He knows what all the Kardashians eat for breakfast.
I really don't. I have watched some of those shows. I've admitted that. I have watched some of it. Because my daughters were watching. So I was watching because they had it on TV. And I sat down just to be part of their day, and it was on.
This is a fair text. I got to read this one really quick, by the way, from a season ticket holder. This guy says, hey, trust me, how do you think I feel as a season ticket holder? If Miami gets another Super Bowl, they take one of our home games and ship it overseas. I don't care if South Florida ever gets another Super Bowl.
Yeah, a lot of
and
people.
And that's true, by the way, because most people will never get to go to a Super Bowl because the tickets are $5,000 or whatever.
I've always said this about the old Super Bowl, man. Super Bowl is for the hotels. they want people coming from other markets, man. They want them all coming in from other markets. I'm guessing if you asked them, we'd prefer a home team never getting a Super Bowl like Tampa Bay did a few years back.
Boy, people, rarely agree with me on the text line. They actually agree with me on this one this morning. And by the way, I'd have a full boycott of this whole thing if I didn't really want to watch the games. But I do, so the boycott's off. But
are you done?
Yeah.
All right. When you got? You got your pregame
coming. The boycott's off.
You got your pregame or you got your pre or postgame or both for the Canes coming up this Saturday?
I do. I have pregame.
Good.
Boycott there either.
No.
Hey, but you know what? They're playing the game in America. Yeah, playing it down the street
playing
in,
it right down
in Miami.
Here in South Florida.
How about
it's nice,
that?
Nice and convenient. You can put in a little work and get ready to go. Hey, Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to tell you all about them. Well, I'll tell you what. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I tell them, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Dade County High Schools. A lot of folks all over South Florida are making their way to Baptist Health South Florida. The sports program they have, sports medicine program, is one of the tops in the country. Not only the team doctors, but the specialists. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Some of the best in the business they've recruited to South Florida to take care of all of us here. And I really do mean Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach got some great locations where all those doctors are working. You'll be able to see them. The next time you have any kind of injury and you want to get in, go to Baptist Health South Florida and check it out. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Three great locations. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables been around for a long, long time. Also now at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility for the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.